Welcome to the Profit Playbook. My name is Scott Moran. I'm the co-founder of Samcart, the e-commerce platform for creators. And what you're about to listen to is a collection of 53 simple marketing strategies that you can use to double the sales of your digital products and services. Everything inside this book has been pulled directly from Samcart's database, having processed more than $3 billion in sales for tens of thousands of creators through our platform. I know you are absolutely going to love these strategies. And if at any time you want our help putting these strategies to work for your business, then head over to samcart.com and get a free trial to the e-commerce platform for creators. Whether you want to help your customers spend two times more using order bumps and upsells, or protect your subscription revenue with Subscription Saver, or even automate your customer support with Customer Hub, Samcart has everything you need. Higher sales, fewer headaches. That's exactly what Samcart does for more than 40,000 creators around the globe. Head over to samcart.com and grab a free trial today. The audiobook you are about to hear was compiled from a ton of research, studying our Samcart database, studying Samcart's top-selling creators, many of whom are selling 7, 8, and even close to 9 figures in sales every single year. Any one of these strategies could be exactly what you need to take your business to the next level. Whether that's moving from a hobby business to 6 figures, 6 figures to 7, or 7 to 8. I trust that the Profit Playbook is going to be exactly what you need to take your business to new heights. So without further ado, let's get right into it. This is the Profit Playbook. Let me take you into a conversation I've had hundreds of times. Prices that end in 7 convert the best. Oh, really? Well, where'd you hear that? Well, I heard it from some guy on a podcast. Well, how did he prove it? Well, he said that he heard it from someone else. Deep down inside, every creator wants secrets, shortcuts, and hacks. They are so damn tempting. If I have just the right background color, the right number of testimonials, or the right numbers in my price, I'll be rich, right? In recent years, it was promised that the right funnel, aka a series of pages that lead someone to a purchase, was all you needed. Nail that, and it would overcome your shortcomings as a creator. Your half-baked sales page, your rushed email, your ad hoc video are irrelevant if you choose the right magical font that will double your conversions. But here's the problem. The epistemology of all the most popular conversion hacks is cloudy, which is a generous way of saying no one really knows anything at all. We repeat the most popular tips and hacks so that we have some secret nugget of wisdom to pass along the next time we're asked about our success. And I'm as guilty as anyone. For years and years, Brian and I sold products that ended in the number 7, an incredibly popular trope that, as far as I know, was popularized by Ryan Dice and his team at Digital Marketer years ago. I can't tell you how they knew it worked, and I bet if I asked Ryan today, he probably wouldn't remember how rigorously it was tested either. And I bet if I asked Ryan today, he probably wouldn't remember how rigorously it was tested either. But here we are, in a world where creators everywhere price things at $47, $997, or $97. But here we are, in a world where creators everywhere price things at $47, $997, or In a world where creators price things at $47, $97, or $997 without even thinking. When I ask why, the answer is always prices in sevens convert higher. But when you press them a little further, no one has any real idea why they believe that to be true. It's just a fact to them. My point is if you want to get the most out of this book, be prepared to challenge your assumptions. As entrepreneurs, we should have no sacred cows. Nothing that we just assume to be true, in spite of evidence that you had no part in collecting. Inside of this playbook, we will stick to the facts. Each strategy contained in here is as real as it gets, and we have the firsthand evidence that you can trust. Our goal is to arm you with the best tactics and strategies to grow your bottom line. No matter what you're selling or how much of it you're currently selling, this book contains ideas that will help you scale. Just make me one promise. When you read one of these items, When you read one of these items and think to yourself, oh snap, that's sick, I have got to write that down. Don't forget. These insights are only as good as your follow-through. I've made it easy for you. Each item in this book has an action item attached. Complete every action item and you unlock the Samkart Sword of Justice, which adds +3 to your attack score. But for real, I want to hear about what items made the difference. So when you add your first order bump, introduce a pay what you want offer, or start closing more clients with add to order, let us know. Great stories inspire people, and I'd love to add yours to the next version of this book. All right, that is enough for me. Time to grow your business. Let's jump in to strategy number one of the Profit Playbook. Enjoy.
Strategy number one, shorter checkout, faster purchase. We start off with a really simple tweak that can dramatically boost your conversions. Every click and keystroke your visitors have to enter before being able to buy is important. The longer it takes to place an order, the less likely the visitor will buy. That's why we always ask for as little information as possible at checkout. Give us your name, your email, and your payment information. That's all we need. Then we built Samkart with the ability to shorten the checkout process baked right into the platform. At some point down the line, we realized that we could actually go look at the data and prove our assumption that shorter checkout means higher conversions once and for all. So we opened the database and looked at the conversion rates based solely off of how long the checkout form was. Believe it or not, we had Samkart users who were requiring a ton of information from each customer. Their name, email address, confirming the email, phone number, billing address, shipping address, terms and conditions checkbox, and even custom fields like choosing colors or other stuff like that. Like a kid in a candy store, we dove into the data. Like every data point in this book, there were millions of data points. Literally hundreds of millions of page views, millions of orders. It was a data science dream, and the numbers were crystal clear. For our control, we took checkouts that required contact info, billing address, and shipping address. Then we compared that to taking away the shipping address, and that beat the control by over 13.4%. Win back more than 1 in 10 visitors just by removing the shipping address from your checkout. Turns out, tons of our creators were collecting shipping, even though they had nothing to ship. But then we took it another step further. What happens when you stop asking for a billing address as well? For the majority of creators, asking for a billing address isn't necessary. Some people believe having a billing address keeps charges from being declined, but it doesn't. Others think you have to have the billing zip code to fight disputes to verify customers. You don't, at least not with Samkart collecting extra info like a visitor's IP address. So why did more than 63% of transactions still ask for a billing address? What was that costing these creators? Well, when you remove the billing address from the checkout, conversions jumped up to 35.1% over the control. A massive win just by making it shorter for your customers to place their order. So, our original hypothesis was spot on. We all love buying on Amazon, the Apple App Store, and anywhere the process is quick and easy. Remove friction from the checkout flow and watch your conversions take off. Action item. Remove any fields that you don't absolutely need from your checkout flows. Strategy number two, risk reductions with guarantees. Do you know the quickest way to turn whatever you're selling into a no-brainer? Add a really, 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 really strong guarantee. A guarantee helps put your visitors at ease. It quiets those voices in their brains saying, "What happens if this product sucks?" It can even make the biggest objections seem small. Great guarantees come in all shapes and sizes. While most creators would agree that a guarantee sounds good in principle, what effect do they actually have on conversions? If I were being honest, no one really knows for sure. It's just, oh yeah, I heard from that one lady that guarantees boost conversions. Well, thanks to creating an e-commerce platform, we finally got to know for sure if that lady was right. To answer that question, we dive right back into the Samkart database where we found two surprising data points that will have you thinking harder about what guarantee you toss onto your next idea. First, we wanted to find out if having a guarantee was a good thing. Our guess was yes, but let's check the data and find out for sure. Turns out we were spot on. Pages with a guarantee converted 26.2% higher than pages without one. Convert an extra 1 in 4 visitors into sales by just offering some guarantee instead of no guarantee. A huge win. Next, we wanted to find out what type of guarantee converted the highest. So we used a 30-day guarantee as the control and tested against the next 3 most popular options from our database: 60-day, 90-day, and 100% money-back guarantees. Place your bets, because you're about to find out which one wins. To no surprise, the generic 100% money-back guarantee was the low option on the totem pole, converting about 14% lower than the control. Also not surprising, the 60 and 90-day guarantees both beat the control, but the shock was by how much they beat the control. The SamCart database revealed that a 90-day guarantee converted a whopping 81% higher than the control. Double your conversions by lengthening your guarantee? You betcha. Sign me up. Of course, this begs the question, well, okay, so more people buy, but won't more people refund or cancel before 90 days? In another insane twist, the refund rates for products with 30-day guarantees versus 90-day guarantees were virtually identical, making the 90-day guarantee a huge winner by bringing in 81% more customers without changing the number of cancellations. I'm not here to take a stab at the psychology behind those numbers. We could debate endlessly about why these numbers are the way they are, or why human behavior brought us this result. I'm just here to deliver the facts. This was no small data sample. Guarantees win, and big guarantees win bigger. Action step: slap the biggest, boldest guarantee you can on your offers. Strategy number 3: proof positive with testimonials. Everybody loves high-quality social proof. Done correctly, social proof can be the only sales message you need. You may have heard the term UGC get thrown around a lot by other creators. UGC stands for user-generated content, and it is essentially a big testimonial. Content is created for a product by someone who uses it, instead of by the company that created it. There are entire brands that create nothing but mine for UGC from their customers, share it on social media, and profit. Without a doubt, testimonials and social proof are powerful tools for any creator looking to raise their conversions. At least that was my hypothesis going in. But like every good stat, we want cold hard facts. So let's dive into what the SamCart database tells us about the effectiveness testimonials can have on your sales. First things first. We wanted to test the hypothesis, so we looked at pages with 0 testimonials and pages with them. Turns out, we were spot on. SamCart checkouts that feature testimonials converted 21.6% higher. Doesn't get any plainer than that. So, what's next? Next, we stress test to see if there was a point of diminishing returns. If one testimonial was better than none, would 2 be better than 1? Would 10 be better than 2? Well, the SamCart database didn't disappoint. Turns out more testimonials means higher conversions, but only to a point. Adding a second testimonial ticked up conversions slightly. Adding a third ticked up conversions a few percentage points. Adding a fourth ticked conversions up again. But the moment you went to 5, conversions plateaued. Conversions came down slightly every time you went above 6. We could speculate for years about why that is, but it doesn't really matter. The data has spoken. Social proof beats no social proof. Multiple beats 1. And don't take it above 4. Action item: go add a few pieces of social proof to your checkout flows. Strategy number 4: fewer pages, higher conversions. Anyone paying attention is going to start noticing a theme here. Make it easier, faster, and shorter for your customers to buy, and you win. This one's no different. This stat comes courtesy of a split test we ran with many of SamCart's top creators, and it was a fun one. As I mentioned before, the term funnel really came into vogue for several years. During the height of the funnel craze, we really felt like the strategy had gone completely off the rails. Every day we were seeing creators out in the world creating these impossibly long, complex funnels. It was like a race to see who could force their customers to click from one page to another, without actually going out of business. People really tested the limits of what their visitors would take, but simple always wins. To counter the funnel myth, we got a think tank together and tested one very simple hypothesis. If you shorten the path from discovery to purchase, conversions will be higher. To say it more plainly, screw those long, complex funnels. Delete the unnecessary pages and make more money. So we got a bunch of people together and ran a big collective test to shorten the buying process. All we did was have everyone agree to combine their sales page and their checkout page. In short, remove just one page from the sales process. Nothing revolutionary. Just one fewer click, one fewer page load. And wouldn't you know it? Simplicity wins again. One hybrid sales/checkout page converted 24.9% higher than having two separate pages. So the next time you're tempted to create some huge, complex 11-step funnel, remember this test. Action item. Find ways to shorten the path from discovery to buying. Remove pages. Remove extra clicks. Keep it simple. Strategy number 5. Direct-to-checkout ads. Nicholas Kuzmich runs one of the most successful advertising agencies for digital creators on the planet. He's also a creator who annually crosses 7 figures in sales of his services, courses, and more. So when he says all of our direct-to-checkout offers have worked, he knows what he's talking about. What is a direct-to-checkout ad, you say? It's the simplest ad campaign you'll ever see. Create an ad, talk about a product, and then send interested visitors directly to a page where they can buy it on the spot. It's essentially the opposite of a funnel as we outlined in the last tactic. But can something like this even work? How does Nicholas make his money back? Nicholas is just one SamCart creator going direct to checkout. We're also in the club. Here's the game plan. Sell something relatively cheap, then give every customer the chance to spend more. Thanks to SamCart's Cart on File tech, average order value can grow 3 to 5 times by adding in an order bump and a one-click upsell, something Nicholas referred to as free money. Nicholas says it nicely. The more clicks it requires to get someone to their final destination, the higher the drop-off. We're now thinking about how we can eliminate as many steps as possible from someone clicking on an ad to placing their order. And here's what matters most. We now have profitable campaigns that are scalable. Not a bad way to boost your customer acquisition. If you're looking for a new approach to bringing in new customers from ads, try going direct to checkout. Action item. Create an inexpensive front-end offer and test a direct-to-checkout campaign. Strategy number 6. Purchase-ready lead collection. When I got started online, lead magnets were all the rage. Everything was about getting email subscribers, and for good reason. The company Lead Pages exploded onto the scene, feasting on every creator's desire to easily grow their list by any means necessary. You get someone's email and they get a free gift. It's an easy exchange. But what happens to this formula when email behaviors change? What happens when a decade goes by and people no longer open every email they get? Well, don't tell anyone, but that's exactly what's happened. So why are so many creators still so dependent on a blueprint that was developed before clicking email became a chore? Sharp creators change with the times, which is why I want you to meet Rock Yula. Rock runs a Spanish language brand, and he has a new way to collect his leads. Rock doesn't want every lead he can get his hands on. He wants the best leads he can get his hands on, so he does things a little differently. Rock sends traffic to a sales page where visitors can learn all about his most popular Spanish learning offer. No opt-in is required to read. At the bottom of the page, Rock asks people for their email to learn more. Only the most interested people make it that far. Rock's conversion rate for turning those leads into sales is north of 60%. His email list is full of people who open, read, and click. So, in a way, Rock is still practicing the same core strategy, but like a lot of others, he's tweaked it to better match today's email behaviors, and it's working like gangbusters for him. Action item. Try moving your email opt-in a step deeper. Trade fewer subscribers for super engaged subscribers. Strategy number 7, the perfect price. Okay, so this one we kinda already talked about in the intro, but we've all seen it. Get it today for $97. Get it today for $997. Get it today for $497. There's a subtle cult-like devotion to specific numbers and prices, with sevens generally dominating the landscape. Some swear by sevens. Others believe everything should be in nines. But when you press someone on why everything they zealously stick by specific numbers, no one ever really knows. You get a lot of, "I heard it from this one guy a few years ago. Someone said something on a podcast. Some YouTube video told me." To be honest, the actual origin of this stuff doesn't really matter. Although, I do believe Ryan Dice and his team at Digital Marketer were the ones that ran a test and came out with prices ending in sevens. But I've been around the block long enough to know that even their test could have been exaggerated. At the very least, it was too small of a scope. But never fear, the SamCart database is here. By aggregating numbers with north of $2 billion in sales, we finally get a definitive answer on whether some prices just convert higher. So we looked at the data and compared the most common options, 0, 7, and 9. Using 7 as our control, as it was how we always priced our stuff, we found that there was virtually zero difference. No price gave a competitive edge over any other. Just like that, we've busted the great perfect price myth. My apologies to anyone who really felt like their price was giving them higher conversions. You can take a minute to collect yourself before moving on to the next strategy. Action item. Try out a new price point, just to see how it feels. Strategy number 8. Social media flash sales. The concept of a flash sale can mean a lot of things. But in this strategy, I want to reference something we see a lot of our creators doing. One incredibly sharp creator has become synonymous with a great flash sale. That is Ashley Ann Jones, known as @KingAshleyAnn on Instagram. The strategy is simple. A few times a month, Ashley will post some content, then introduce a flash sale for a product related to that content using one very simple SamCart page. So maybe she'll make some Instagram posts about how to close more clients. Then, run a flash sale for a done-for-you proposal template someone could use to sign a new client. The content and offer go hand in hand. But the best part is Ashley's flash sales are almost always $10 or less. A good chunk of them use SamCart's pay-what-you-want pricing, where customers can choose what they pay. These cheap offers are easy for her followers to snatch up. The flash sales include a timer for scarcity, and it's not uncommon for Ashley to close thousands of new customers during each flash sale. But here's the kicker. Ashley doesn't settle for just one sale of a few bucks. Her flash sales might center around an offer that's only a few dollars to buy, but her average order value, or AOV, is many, many times higher. We start with a $7 product, but by the time the customers are done buying, they've spent $168 with us, she confirms. Ashley uses SamCart's order bumps, one-click upsells, and downsells to give each customer a chance to spend more money. And that's exactly what they do. We have literally done $16,000 and $17,000 days selling $7 products because of order bumps and upsells. These flash sales are an incredible source of new customers, but because she allows each customer a simple way to spend more money, they're also a huge source of profit. Action item. Go engineer a 48-hour flash sale using one very simple page that outlines and sells the offer. Then, you know, tell people. Strategy number 9, the free plus shipping offer. There's a brand on SamCart that owns the best URL on the internet. Tennis enthusiast Will Hamilton operates a brand named Fuzzy Yellow Balls. Like the name mentions, Will teaches tennis players of all ages to improve their game. Will and his team do a lot of things right, but to get specific, Will has a customer acquisition funnel that's worth bragging about. If you're struggling to bring in fresh customers every day, take a note from Will and his free plus shipping offer. The idea behind any free plus shipping offer is to give your audience something easy to say yes to. Oh, I can get a free copy of this book? Sign me up. Any creator with an offer like this is going to struggle to keep things profitable, especially if you want to try to run an offer like this to paid traffic. But that's where Will took things to the next level. Will is now selling tennis balls as a free plus shipping offer. What tennis player doesn't want more tennis balls? But the genius is, Will doesn't stop selling there. He isn't content to collect a few bucks for shipping and then let customers leave. Instead, Will and his team offer several order bumps to each and every customer. So a $12 order for free tennis balls can turn into a $100-plus order for customers who want to snatch up Will's other digital trainings. That extra revenue turns what could be a losing offer into a smashing success. This offer brings new customers his way every single day, filling up his pipeline with more and more buyers who are very likely to come back and buy more of the big ticket stuff from Will and Team Fuzzy Yellow Balls. Action item: brainstorm a free plus shipping offer to test out. Strategy number 10, the new lead offer. When someone comes to your site and enters their name or email into a lead capture form, what do you show them right after they submit? Are they shown a quick message? Thanks for submitting. Are they taken to a new page to download something? Are they redirected to some random page on your site? Do you even know for sure? Whatever you show someone after they submit a form and you capture their contact info is called a thank you page. What you decide to put on your thank you page could be the difference between having a hobby or having a real business. Sharp creators understand that when a lead enters their contact info, they're red hot. Every second between the time they hit submit on that form and their first opportunity to buy something is critical. Making a brand new lead wait hours or even days to hear from you is criminal. Jump on that opportunity. Every thank you page should include an offer to buy something. Every new lead you bring in should immediately be taken to a page where they can discover something you have and buy it on the spot. No more generic, "Thanks, we'll be in touch" messages. No more redirecting to random places on your website. Your thank you page needs to be a sales page. One simple page created with one of our SamCart templates just to keep it easy. Thank the visitor for submitting and then immediately pivot to a special offer. We've seen SamCart creators start capturing 3 times more paying customers just by giving every new lead a chance to grab something right there on the spot. Create one page with SamCart, toss a 25% discount on something, and put it in front of every new lead. Here's a quick script that you can follow. Tweak it for your situation, of course, but here's the gist. Thanks for joining our list. Your download is on its way to your inbox, and we'll be there in just a few minutes. The one question I get from my subscribers all the time is, how can I fill in the blank? Which is why I'm giving you a special new subscriber discount to purchase my name of offer. Below. Action item: make sure every thank you page you have gives someone a chance to buy something. Strategy number 11, the pay what you want offer, or PWYW. Matt is a photographer and a digital creator. At some point, Matt heard about SamCart's pay what you want feature. His customers could come in and decide what to pay for his stuff, which gave him an idea. In his words, "I had these textures that I've been selling for about 5 years. They weren't converting, so they'd just been sitting on my hard drive." Matt went to his hard drive and dusted the digital dust off those old digital downloads. Matt made one page on SamCart to showcase and sell them using PWYW pricing. He set his minimum to $9, and wouldn't you know it, the sales started rolling in. People weren't just buying at $9. People were paying $15, $20, even $30. I had a couple of people choose to pay $65. Being a sharp creator, Matt also decided to add 2 order bumps where his customers could choose to add on other photography assets, which did wonders for his bottom line. It increased my overall profit by over 40%. Someone comes in for a $9 item and they end up spending over $100. It really gets the wheels turning. Matt had a steady stream of new customers. Customers who were paying for something that Matt couldn't give away for free before. There's just something about a PWYW offer that takes conversions through the roof. We've seen these offers used from paid traffic. We've seen them used in webinars. We've seen them used for cheaper front-end offers like Matt's. Think about taking one of your freebies or lead magnets that you're giving away right now and turning it into a PWYW offer. Capture customers, not freebie seekers. Toss in some order bumps, maybe a one-click upsell, and turn it into a profit generator. Use PWYW to boost the ROAS on your ad campaigns. Oh, and for what it's worth, you can customize the wording, and we've seen pay what you can convert the highest. Action item. Find something on your hard drive that you can test as a PWYW offer.
Hey, back over to Scott for a second. Let me pause this audiobook. If you're making $10,000 a month from your online brand, but you're starting to feel like your growth has flatlined, it might be the tools you're using. Bring your business over to SamCart with ease. Our VIP team provides concierge, white glove services to easily transfer your online business without a blip in lost sales. In fact, our VIP team has gone on to help some of the biggest creators on YouTube and Instagram roll out six-figure product launches time and time again. So if you're looking to boost your sales and implement the strategies in this book, add our SamCart expertise to your business in order to maximize that revenue. Email our VIP team at vip@samcart.com today, and you can work with me and my team to bring these strategies to life in your business. Again, that's vip@samcart.com. All right, let's get back to it.
Strategy 12, the Patreon-ish offer. Ever heard of Patreon? It's a popular way for creators to have people kick a few bucks their way each month to support what they're creating. You see a lot of gamers, live streamers, podcasters, etc. offer something like a $5 a month Patreon membership. Members get exclusive content, maybe some merch, and stuff like that. Well, here's something cool we've been seeing. More and more creators are starting to create their own Patreon-style monthly membership, where customers can pay anywhere from $5 to $100 a month. They really are all over the board, and they get access to exclusive content. The really popular ones work like a Netflix-style membership, where paying members get access to that creator's entire library of books, courses, downloads, coaching, whatever. For your biggest fans, it's a no-brainer to pay a low monthly fee and get access to everything. It's why we launched Creator U, our own Netflix-style membership with an entire library of trainings from Brian, our team, myself, and a ton of SamCart's top creators. For $12 a month, you get access to a library of business-building content worth over $30,000. You can structure your own membership offer however you see fit. Make it cheap, make it expensive, give private content, give access to your entire library. Doesn't matter. But when you have this offer in place, you can add it as an order bump to everything else you sell. So anytime a new customer comes in, you have a chance to add recurring revenue. Toss a $1 trial to your own membership offer onto every checkout flow you have. You'll be shocked at how many people start flooding into that beautiful, sweet, recurring membership. Action item. Brainstorm what a monthly membership offer would include and test it out as an order bump on your other products. Strategy 13, the fundraising offer. Ever wanted to build some momentum for a good cause? Fundraising is a tall order, made even harder by tools that don't make it easy for donors to get involved. A great fundraiser should have two goals: explain why someone should get involved and make it easy to get involved financially. And that's exactly what Jess Toth did for her local church using SamCart. Jess was trying to raise money to support a team that would travel to a remote village in Uganda. Her goal was to raise $2,000 from a small contact list of around 100 people. But she didn't just go out asking for handouts. Instead, she created a page with SamCart that connected fundraising amounts to specific items donors could purchase for the village. Donate $50 and give a sheep to a family. Donate $100 and give rice to the school for 6 months. An incredible idea that helped every donor feel that much more connected to the outcome. Jess built this page right on SamCart. For each donation amount, she created a new payment option, so each donor could choose to donate $10, $25, $50, or $100. But she didn't stop there. Jess also included a payment option for a pay-what-you-want product, so donors could choose to enter their own custom amount, opening the door for that one perfect donor to blow the roof off and donate a big lump sum all in one go. And wouldn't you know it? That's exactly what happened. In the end, Jess was able to raise $11,545, more than five times their original goal. The team was able to help over and above what was promised, and this fundraiser blueprint was at the heart of it all. Action item. Create a great offer that helps fundraise for a cause near and dear to your heart. Strategy number 14. reduce mistakes with email confirmation. Typing is hard. Your visitors mistype things all the time. The rise of mobile traffic hasn't helped things. At last check, a full 63% of traffic to SamCart pages was from mobile devices. This is exactly why every single SamCart checkout is optimized for mobile devices. It's why we added Apple Pay and Google Pay, so that regardless of device, every single visitor has an easy time buying your stuff. A simple typo from your customers might not seem like a big deal, but consider what happens after someone accidentally drops a typo into their email address. Their receipt goes to the wrong inbox, they don't get access to what they bought, they see the change on their credit card, they think you did something wrong, they reach out to your team for help and start waiting. A simple typo can turn that thrilled new customer into a frustrated detractor who doesn't trust your brand. How long until that customer can get help? How long until they can correctly get access to what they bought? How many requests like this does your team have to handle each week? Enter SamCart's email confirmation feature. One extra box where your customers can make sure their email address is spot on. No typos, no derailing their buying experience. No more pissed off customers wondering if you stole their money. No more hours diving into easily fixable customer support problems. Your customers get exactly what they need every time. Your team has fewer headaches and can reinvest that time into helping customers fall in love with your brand. One SamCart creator told us that turning on this box lowered their support load by 66%. They reinvested that cash into customer onboarding and brought their retention above their goals. Tiny tweaks, big results. Action item. Add an email confirmation field to your checkout flows. Hey, let me pause this audiobook for a sec. If you're making $10,000 a month from your online store, but you're starting to feel like your growth is flatlined, it might be your online store. Bring your business over to SamCart with ease. Our VIP team provides concierge, white glove services to easily transfer your online business without a blip in lost sales. In fact, our VIP team has gone on to help some of the biggest creators on YouTube and Instagram roll out six-figure product launches time and time again. If you're looking to boost your sales and add our SamCart expertise to your business in order to maximize your revenue, email our VIP team at vip@samcart.com.